Heidi Dukirk is the new District 4 County Commissioner-elect, and she'll take her seat in January, and she's with us this morning by phone. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
Well, Heidi, what are you doing to prepare for your term on the county board?
We've had quite a few phone calls, as Gary mentioned yesterday. There's citizens calling in and checking in and wanting us to meet with them and find out what's going on, and then running for office door-to-door, meeting with the people and finding out their concerns. And I actually went to Sue Hake's business lunch that she had on being a county commissioner.
Uh-huh.
I did some White House project training a few years back on running for office and being in office. And then I, too, will also be at the AMC, Association of Minnesota Counties, in the first week in December doing that gathering. And then in January, I believe 23rd and 24th, there is county commissioner training down in the cities, also provided by AMC.
So you knew all that before you got into this, right?
Oh, I had to. Since I own my own business, I needed to know how much time was involved.
I can imagine. So in your opinion right now, as you look from your position of about ready to take office, what's the biggest county challenge in the next couple of years?
I think everybody's aware that we have huge financial struggles with our federal, state dollars and cuts in programs, and so I think it's time to sit back and take a look and stop being reactive and be a little more proactive, and maybe we can find ways to generate revenue without more taxes. And do a little bit of cutting and changing things around. It, you know, we don't have to lose what we already have, but maybe we need to look at it a different way and find a different way to find it, finance it and fund it and make it work. We have so many organizations in our county that already work by using volunteers and getting the community involved and getting members involved. And as we will be hearing all day today, yesterday was Give MN. So there's obviously money out there that people have to offer. It's just having the understanding and willingness of the community to want to be a part of the process and not feel like they're losing something or they're being penalized or it's all coming down on their heads. I think for us as county commissioners, we need to take that responsibility.
Have you heard anything in, or do you expect to, now that the Minnesota legislature has changed directions, about any, you know, the whole situation with cutting of state aids to counties and to cities? Any rumbles out there that might change or how it might affect us?
We actually had some cuts this year. Our Violence Prevention Center had a little less funding than they were used to getting from the state because there's more organizations that are starting to need money where they were self-sustaining in the past. So not necessarily that there was less money available, there was just more people asking for the money. So it's just redirecting and figuring out how we can do it, and they've got to cut. You know, we're in $17 trillion debt with the U.S. government, so if you're not paying attention, the money's not going to keep falling from the sky.
I imagine it won't fall from the sky. Never does.
No.
So any local issues beyond money that you see on the horizon that you're going to have to pay attention to or that you are particularly interested in?
I think we need to pay attention to everything. I'm really glad that there's four other people up there with me because I think each one of us can take on something and focus on it and take a look at it. You know, I think something that not everyone is aware of is I've been on the wellness committee at the school for several years, and with the school changing its schedule, I don't think people are aware that we have kids in this community that rely on the school lunch and breakfast for their meals, and now that they're off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they're without meals for 3 days instead of two. So there's little things that you just don't realize because every day when you're going to work, it looks like a happy, wonderful community and everyone's doing okay. But when you get right down in there, there's just little challenges and big challenges, and we just have to figure out ways to make it better for everybody.
Well, one would assume that the Health and Human Services program will not suffer any more anyway than it has in the past. That's been a big problem for local people here in the county. But aside from that, looking forward to the next couple, 3 years?
Absolutely. I love Cook County. I love the community. I ran because it's important to me. And challenges or not, it's going to be wonderful to be a part of the process and hopefully make Cook County a better place to live.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your work and the work that you've got coming up, because it is a it's a job, as you well know.
Oh yeah, it's a big job.
And one more thing. Any particular committees that you're interested in? I mean, you and I have talked about this in the past. There's dozens of them, but anything in particular?
The airport is in my district,
so good.
That's important to me. I went to septic installer school, so I'm interested in that and keeping the waters clean. And the biomass is a new thing that's coming along, so I'd like to be informed on that. And then I've been a Girl Scout leader. I'd hope to continue to do that, which is not part of the County Commissioner Committee. And then the Wellness Committee, we haven't had a commissioner come to those, so now I'm kind of going to be the token commissioner on that committee. But
well, sounds like you're going to be busy, Heidi.
Well, that's life.
Heidi Dukirk is the new District 4 County Commissioner-elect, and we want to thank you for joining us this morning, and good luck in the months coming ahead.
Thank you very much.